Because the sotapa are supposed to have finished sacral deity.
Yes.
Could it be that even when you said this small amount of dust, that if they do any actions which involve those things, they don't carry any karma because they are not connected to the volition side of things? They would be like, being a little bit rude, maybe, but not.
Yeah, there's certain habit patterns that are not going to be. Because that's the nature of the weight of karma, and certain character traits are going to manifest. But still, I mean, there's a real wisdom and willingness to let go and humility that is established. But there's still going to be in the time of the Buddha, like there's this great sutta where, different monks gravitate to receive teachings from Sariputta, receive teachings from Mahamoggallana, receive teachings from Ananda, receive teachings about the Vinaya, and it's because of their character makeup, they're drawn in certain ways, and sort of different personalities, you think of. Even in, say, in this common era, I've met many monks that are considered fully awake and enlightened, and they all have different personalities. It's just that carries through. I mean, they're inspiring in their own way, and they're manifesting differently, but yeah.
I was thinking in the Ratna Sutta, it says, even in secret, the stream actor does not break sila. So it means that.
There's certain bottom lines that.
Just a habit would happen.
Well, the habit of breaking sila is not.
What you said, the ritual tendency of evil could happen, but they won't on purpose break.
Definitely. I mean, that's the thing. You wouldn't form a volition to break sila.
Yeah.